From the very beginning, Israel has always held a special place in God's redemptive plan for humanity. The story of salvation begins with the Jewish people, from Abraham, whom God called to be the father of many nations, Genesis 12:1-3, to the prophets who spoke of the coming Messiah, to Yeshua himself, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, and crucified in Jerusalem. Every aspect of the gospel story is deeply rooted in Israel's history and destiny. Therefore, sharing the good news of Yeshua with the Jewish people is not only important, it is essential. 1. God's covenant with Israel, the root of the gospel. God's covenant with Abraham was not a temporary promise, it was eternal. In Genesis 17:7, God declares, "I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you." This covenant is the foundation of everything that follows in the Bible. Through Israel, God chose to reveal his nature, his commandments, and ultimately, his plan of redemption for all mankind. The prophets of Israel foretold the coming of the Messiah, who would bring salvation first to the Jewish people and then to the nations, Isaiah 49:6. Yeshua's mission, therefore, was deeply tied to Israel's calling. In Matthew 15:24, Yeshua said plainly, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This statement doesn't exclude the Gentiles. Rather, it reveals the divine order. Salvation was to begin with Israel and then extend to the world. Jewish evangelism, therefore, is not a specialized mission or an optional ministry. It is the continuation of God's covenant faithfulness, the very heartbeat of his plan. 2. Yeshua, the fulfillment of God's promises to Israel. When we speak of sharing the gospel with Jewish people, we are not introducing a foreign religion. We are pointing back to the fulfillment of promises made to our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. Yeshua did not come to start a new faith. He came to fulfill the Torah and the prophets. As he said in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." This means that the gospel is inherently Jewish. The message of Yeshua is not a rejection of Israel's heritage, but the completion of it. He is the promised Messiah foretold by Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Zechariah, the one who would bring forgiveness, redemption, and the renewal of Israel's relationship with God. When Jewish people encounter Yeshua as the fulfillment of our own scriptures, they are not turning away from their Jewish identity. Rather, they are stepping into its true purpose, to be a light to the nations, Isaiah 42:6. 3. The olive tree, Israel's central role in God's salvation plan. The Apostle Paul, a Jewish rabbi and follower of Yeshua, used a powerful image to explain this relationship. The olive tree, Romans 11. The natural branches represent Israel, while the wild branches represent Gentile believers who have been grafted in through faith in Yeshua. Paul reminds us that the root, the promises given to Abraham and the patriarchs, supports the entire tree. He warns the Gentiles not to boast against the natural branches, but to remember that salvation itself came through the Jewish people. If the root is holy, so are the branches, Romans 11:16. Paul also makes a stunning statement. "For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?" Romans 11:15. This verse reveals that the restoration of Israel, the Jewish people recognizing Yeshua as their Messiah, will bring an unprecedented spiritual revival to the entire world. That is why Jewish evangelism matters so deeply. It is not just about reaching one group. It is about aligning with God's prophetic plan for global redemption. 4. God's heart still burns for Israel. Even though many in Israel today may not yet believe in Yeshua, God's heart has never turned away from his people. The scriptures declare, "Has God rejected his people? By no means." Romans 11:1. In Jeremiah 31:35 to 37, God swears by saying that as long as the sun, moon, and stars exist, he will never cast off the descendants of Israel. His covenant love remains unbroken. And because God's heart still beats for Israel, our hearts should too. When we engage in Jewish evangelism through prayer, media outreach, personal testimony, or acts of love, we are joining God in His passionate pursuit of His firstborn nation, Exodus 4:22. Ministries such as Israel Media Ministries are dedicated to this very purpose, to creatively and compassionately reach the people of Israel with the truth about Yeshua, using modern tools like digital media, video storytelling, and Hebrew evangelistic content. Through these efforts, countless Israelis are hearing, many for the first time, that Yeshua is not a stranger to Judaism, but the long-awaited Messiah promised in the Tanakh. 5. The call to the believer, to the Jew first. Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." This divine order is not about preference but about purpose. The gospel began with Israel, was spread out to the ends of the earth by Israelis, and God intends that it returns there again with power and love. As followers of Yeshua, whether Jewish or Gentile, we are called to share the good news with Israel first, Romans 1:16b. This calling is not only about obedience, but about gratitude. The blessings we enjoy as believers, salvation, the scriptures, the promises, all flow from the faithfulness of God to the Jewish people. To ignore Jewish evangelism is to overlook the very roots of our faith. To embrace it is to honor God's covenant and participate in the unfolding of His eternal plan. 6. The hope of Israel's salvation. The scriptures give us a glorious vision of the future, a time when the eyes of Israel will be opened and the nation will recognize Yeshua as their Messiah. Zechariah 12:10. Prophecies: "They will look on me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son." This moment of revelation and repentance will lead to national restoration and global revival. Israel's return to Yeshua will signal a new era of spiritual awakening that will touch every corner of the earth. Until that day, we are called to sow seeds of truth, pray for Israel's salvation, and show the love of Messiah in practical and compassionate ways. As Isaiah 62:1 declares, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a blazing torch." 7. Conclusion: standing with God's heart. Jewish evangelism is not a side mission. It is the center of God's redemptive plan. From Abraham to Yeshua, from the prophets to Paul, God's purpose has always been to bring His chosen people into a living relationship with Himself, so that through them all nations might know His salvation. Sharing the gospel with Israel is not an act of religious debate. It is an act of divine love. It is about inviting the Jewish people to discover their Messiah, the one who was promised through their prophets, who walked their land, and who will one day return to Jerusalem as King of Kings. As we share Yeshua with Israel, we do so not with pride or argument, but with humility, love, and reverence, knowing that we are participating in the most sacred mission of all, the reconciliation of God's chosen people to their Messiah. May we, like the Apostle Paul, echo his cry in Romans 10:1, "Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved."